This also follows Osage County, which is on track for a separate facility in Linden that's been in the news the last several months. At least one person's dead, seven others hurt, including two with apparent life-threatening injuries after a shooting at a downtown Wichita club, which happened early this morning, a little after 12:30 this morning. Officers are still looking for the suspect, and we'll have information later here today. And while many folks around the country are doing what they can to support relief efforts in Louisiana up to the northeast after Hurricane Ida, not everybody has the best of intentions when it comes to charitable efforts, and the Office of Kansas Attorney General has ways that you can tell reputable and legitimate charities and those that may not be. We'll have details coming up at 9:05 this morning here on KVOE. KVOE forecast from the TV 13 weather team, sunny for the next, well, week out. We'll have a high of 91 degrees today with northerly winds this afternoon, which will push our temperatures down. By the time we get to the early morning hours tomorrow, the low will be 58 degrees. Beautiful Wednesday with sunny skies and 82, and a gradual warm-up Thursday with sunny skies and a high of 85.
Well, it's going to be a great week. Yeah, temperatures into the mid-80s midweek, and then up to 90 Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So really nice weather heading into, I guess we're heading into now the middle portions of September.
True.
Yesterday we peaked at 88, overnight low down to 67. Right now plenty of sunshine. Beautiful start to the day. 73 degrees here at KVOE, live
and local.
In our headlines, a service of ESB Financial. Don't miss the free community-wide shred and e-waste recycle day, Saturday, September 18th, between 9 and noon at ESB Financial 8th and Merchant, helping you combat identity theft and save our landfills. And we're a happy sponsor of that. I'll be broadcasting live from that event coming up on Saturday, September 18th, ESB Financial, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Well, it's been a very positive campaign. There is room for you, though. Still time to jump on board, get that vaccination train before we hit the end of the tracks here. But we encourage you to do so. And we want to welcome Jessica Buchholz with the Vax to Normal group with us here. It is a big week for Vax to Normal, as the super grand prizes will be drawn for here before the week is out. Jessica, good morning.
Hey, Jess.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
We're doing well. How about you?
Doing pretty good. Another beautiful day out there.
Absolutely, absolutely. And before we get to the big super grand prize drawings taking place here Friday afternoon, it sounds like you have at least one vaccination clinic which is coming up here this week.
Well,
is that not on the Vax to Normal schedule here with ESU today?
That is not on our Vax to Normal schedule,
okay.
But you know, I know the team up there had been talking about getting you know, additional testing and vaccinations available for their faculty and staff.
Well, they did use the hashtag Vax to Normal in their post for Emporia State.
Hey, and you know, we will welcome any, you know, vaccinations that are happening in the community to get more shots in arms.
Yeah, but the big vaccination clinic on campus is today from 1 until 3:30 in the KSTC ballroom. So hopefully,
awesome.
Yeah, hopefully a lot of vaccinations take place on campus. Again, 1 until 3:30, but they did hashtag Vax to Normal, and we immediately thought of you.
Well, while we are not orchestrating that, we are definitely supporting it.
Yes,
and glad to see that the Emporia State is, you know, making those efforts to get more of their faculty, staff, and students vaccinated, for sure.
Well, and unfortunately, Jessica, and I said this a couple of weeks ago, and I'm sad to say it is still the case today. I am aware of more people that have come upon COVID, either having it themselves or know of someone who does. And this includes individuals and businesses that are still fighting tooth and nail to overcome, you know, some very difficult situations. And I understand there's been some nose swabbing at Timmerman today, too, huh?
There was. So, and you know, unfortunately, we got the call on Friday that our six-year-old, there was a positive case in his class. And, you know, that means young kids are getting it. And so, for him to go to school for, you know, the next couple of weeks, he's got to go in after school and do the nose swab and get a negative result before he can go. And that's, you know, pretty sad thing to see. 6-year-olds do not like to get that nose swab. And, you know, we weren't the only ones in line having to go through it. So I just encourage everyone, go get those shots. You know, even if you're a healthy individual, you're definitely protecting yourself. You're protecting others that can't go and get that vaccine. So we just, you know, need to do the right thing and get everybody vaccinated and get back to our life.
You mentioned youngsters. I know a 60-year-old who doesn't want to get his nose swabbed. I'm not going to tell you that much.
Well, you know, there was a lot of bribing for maybe some ice cream after school. Just to, you know, it's gonna get pretty expensive if I got to get ice cream, you know, for the next 14 days after school. So.
That's
understood.
Right. Well, I'll be double checking here because with Lindell Landgren over the school district, because we're just getting updated COVID-19 protocols here that just got emailed to us, and I need to sort through that email, and we'll be getting more updates here from community relations here shortly. Off of that particular topic here, Jessica, let's focus on Friday, because it seems like the incentive side of Vax to Normal does culminate here Friday afternoon.
Yes. So, you know, we've been going strong for, oh my gosh, several weeks now with doing weekly drawings and encouraging folks to go and get that vaccination. And, you know, each week we've been drawing several really great prizes donated by the Greater Emporia Area Disaster Relief Fund, United Healthcare, and local businesses, just to encourage folks to go out and get that vaccine or say thank you to those that have. And you're right, Friday is the super grand prize drawing day. We've got tons of awesome prizes to give out to several lucky winners. We're going to have a youth division, so there's a $300 shopping spree and a $500 shopping spree that'll be given away for two lucky winners that are, you know, in that 12 to 17 category. And then we have several grand prizes for, you know, our adults, so 18 and plus. We've got a couple of, you know, year memberships at Mr. G's. There's a rest and relaxation package. We've got a weighted blanket for Triad Leasing and several items from Trox Gallery and Gifts. We've got a Blackstone grill and a whole tailgating package, and then Prairie Land Partners has been so awesome to work with. And we've got, you know, a new John Deere lawn tractor and trailer. We've got stuff from Waters. We've got stuff from Sutherland. There's just a lot of prizes to be won.
Yeah, big prize, Mark II Lumber. I tell you what,
yeah.
A lot of people have stepped up, and this is there's a reason why you're calling it a super grand prize package, because that it is. Now, this will be taking place on Friday. Are you going to be at Prairie Land?
Yes. So, okay. 3 o'clock, we will be out at Prairie Land Partners, and we'll be doing all of the prize drawings. And if you are one of our lucky winners, we will call and make arrangements to get you picked up with all your prizes. We've got a few in different locations, and the most important thing is you'll need to be bringing in your ID and bringing in a copy of your vaccination card. So you have to be fully vaccinated to pick up your prize. And I am just telling folks, you know, number one, if you got your vaccination back in March, you can still enter to win. And if you were one of our lucky weekly winners, your name's going to go back in the hat. So you'll have an opportunity to still win some of these great prizes.
Jessica, do you have some people, even at this late stage of the incentive portion of the campaign, that are still a bit confused as to who can get in and who can't?
You know, we're looking for, you know, to be eligible to win, you have to be fully vaccinated. So that means by the time you pick up your prize, you have to be fully vaccinated. We have had some questions like, oh, I'm, you know, getting my shot, my second shot on the 10th or the 12th. You know, we're going to kind of give a couple-week grace period, but you have to have had that full vaccination by the time you pick up your prize.
Okay, so by the time you pick up your prize. So
yep.
If they want to get their first shot and get that prior to your drawings, so when is the prize pickup? When is that happening?
Well, we've got about a two-week window. So if you haven't started your shot series yet, you probably wouldn't qualify from a timing standpoint. But you've already received your first one, and you're going to get your second shot in the next couple of weeks. We've said go ahead, get in there, get registered.
Understood.
Yeah, if you get that first shot, get registered.
Yep.
That's the most important thing. So
and 12, and you know, starting at 12. So if you are 12 and up and have gotten a vaccination, you can get in there and get registered.
Good deal, Jessica. As far, you know, we started talking about the vaccination side of the campaign. What else is coming up on the vaccination half of things here for Vax to Normal, or does this come to a conclusion Friday along with the incentive half?
You know, we have been working with our community partners at Emporia State and FHTC and with Newman Regional Health and Lyon County Public Health. And, you know, we have started some brainstorming on what the next step is going to be. You know, I think that, like you guys mentioned earlier, people are tired. The pandemic fatigue is real, and we've got a lot of businesses, individuals that are still struggling with the effects of the pandemic. We know that our healthcare workers are tired, they're overworked, and you know, we really need to focus on those individuals that are providing healthcare, providing testing and contact tracing, because it's kind of a never-ending task right now, and we need to do our part to encourage people to still go out there and get vaccinated even after this campaign is over, because there are so many benefits to doing so. So, you know, I think that the community will see some more efforts after the drawing on September 10th here, but we've got some plans in the works, but we're not quite ready to share all the details quite yet.
Understood. All right.
So, yeah, big day coming up on Friday. And, of course, Jessica, not only with the Greater Emporia Area Disaster Relief Fund, and we're very proud to be a part of that here at KVOE, led by Aaron Harder, but Jess and Casey down at Emporia Main Street, Mickey Edwards at the United Way of the Flint Hills. And then you've got a pretty big day Saturday coming up, don't you?
We do. Great American Market. So it's going to be a busy week. And like you said, knock on wood, the weather's looking great. And we're just encouraging folks to, you know, come down and enjoy the market. We've done some different things this year to space people out and give folks a little bit more room to shop and socially distance. And so we just encourage everyone to stay safe and follow health guidelines and be respectful of those and, you know, do what you need to do to be comfortable and safe to come out and enjoy the great event.
Jess, great job as always. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
See you later.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jessica Buchholz with Emporia Main Street and the Greater Emporia Area Disaster Relief Fund. So the big super grand prize drawing day is soon. It's this Friday.
Friday. And again, go to geadisasterrelieffund.org to get more information or to sign up for the super.